In the summer of 61, my family took a trip up the rocky coast of Maine, where the wild winds blow and the dark clouds rip. In the back of a Rambler, drifting off to sleep, I could feel the world of dreams calling, just calling from the deep. Then I awoke to find myself in side to side and ship, floating far above the beach. I knew I'd lost my grip. She stood and waited as I woke. Dark liquid eyes, a skin like smoke. I tried to speak, it came out a croak. Good God, she was a sweet sensation. Now I was so excited, I could see that she was too. Then we danced the dance of love and lust that lovers often do. And when the dance was over and the night wind around me blew, she said, let's get down to business. Are the introductions through? She said, I am your teacher, and I'll take you through this course so you gain an understanding of life and nature's force. She taught me of the universe, how what goes out comes back, how the future's like a runaway train hurtling down the track. Heading for disaster and running out of luck, and the end is coming faster than a speeding semi-truck. Planet is alive and it is feeling quite unstable. It could be too late, but we should calm it if we're able. For the spirits of the earth are crying out in pain. Hours and greed and our death machines have driven it insane. When I awoke again, I was where I was before. Her presence in the distance, like the slamming of a door. The waves were crashing on the beach, and a distant lighthouse beam shone its lights out from the shore. Was it real or just a dream? Was it real or just a dream?